The reason why I wanted to take the training was because I heard that I was going to get paid for it at first. The first day after I took the training, it was just like an eye-opener, you know what I'm saying? Because like where I come from, it's just like violence is the way to solve all our problems. And it's not really the way to live building off violence all the time. So I wanted to take the training like even further, like further than the paycheck, because I actually wanted to learn how to control my anger. And every time I want to get violent, how do I take those steps to calm myself down and think about it?
Nefertiti, how about you?
For me, it was my teacher, because I have bad anger issues. So she thought that this program would help a lot. And at first I was like, I'm going to do it for the money because I need it. Why not? It's almost Christmas. I need to buy people stuff. And then when I got there, after a while, I already started to change it. I was like, I need to take this further than what I know.
So during the training, was there anything that you learned that surprised you, that was something you hadn't even thought about before?
That showing your emotion doesn't make you a coward. If you're going through something and you show your emotion, that doesn't make you a punk or nothing. It just makes you stronger. I struggled with that a lot because I feel like showing your emotions does make you a punk, but then I learned that it doesn't. It helped.
How did you come to that realization?
When you hold in your emotions for too long and you let it out, that makes you stronger than what you was. Because you're sitting here making a front for everybody, pretending you're okay when you're really not. And if you show your emotions, you could get the help you need. So that makes you stronger.
So what have you been doing since the training?
There's this another thing that I never thought I would do. It's peer mediation at my school, where like a guidance counselor is or like a social worker is. And my school is like they training kids to actually do that too. And so that's just another big thing. Like, I never thought I would do that. When I had the opportunity for me to actually be a social worker on a social work team, it was just a goal for me.
Sounds like you were ready for this.
I was ready, but then again, it took a lot of listening. It's not just like I'm gonna go in here, I'm gonna do the paperwork, and then I'll be a part of the social work team. It actually took me to actually listen to what they were saying, when actually what they were drilling in my head. And usually, sometimes when people drill something in my head, it will go out the other end. But it's like this, like after this training, it opened my eyes to a lot of things, and it's like taking my life to the next step in a positive way.
How about you, Nefertiti? What are you doing in your school?
For me, because my school, we have internships, and I work in a second grade class. It's bilingual. And the students there, they've been through a lot. Like, some of their parents are immigrants, and they did cross the border, unfortunately, and they did get caught and thrown in jail. So for them, it's like, when they come to the class, it's like, oh, they're always using their fists to fight and be bad. So it's like, I don't call them bad. They don't have that tough love that they need. So when I'm there, I give it to them. Yeah, they don't like it, but at the end of the day, they still come to me when they need help, or like if they're crying and sad, I help them. And then I took what I learned and I'm making a project with them. I'm teaching them nonviolence is the way of life, so they can live by that.
So have you seen some concrete results from your efforts here?
Mm-hmm. There's two students that usually do fight, and one of them did walk away and just came straight to me to talk about it. And I had to sit down and like talk to them, and I was like, that's not how you do it. And I did listen to both sides, and we came up with a resolution at the end.
Let me move to another topic, school violence, outside violence coming into the school in the form of a school shooter, all the publicity that that's gotten. Have you got any connection at all with this student walkout movement, the effort to contain that, and some of the things they're thinking of doing?
I'm very proud of this generation, what we have done so far, because I know like other generations before have tried, but hasn't got as far as us. Mm-hmm. So for us to get this far to talk about gun violence and it needs to stop, that should be a big eye-opener to everybody.
Well, I want to thank all of you for coming in and telling us about it. And best of luck in the future as you spread this message.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.